You just heard our final song for the night. It was My Old Ways by Tame Impala. Absolutely love the drop there and just like the change. I'm a big Tame Impala fan, and that one's off his new album. Absolutely amazing. And then Only a Dream by the British North America Act, which, as you could probably guess, is a Canadian band. It's more along the psychedelic route, but yeah, great stuff. Thank you so much for tuning in, and hopefully you tune in again next week for a special show.
Hi, this is David Wilcox. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM Kingston.
This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari. This show is past tense. Last song was Big Words for Small Talk by The Medic, M-E-T-I-C, off of their self-titled album. Before that, Glowing Green Tomahawk by Best Witches off of Jail. Before that, Sore Throat by Learning off of Dirger. And the first of the four, the first song of the hour, was It's Always a Bad Time Now by Attic Abasement off of their self-titled. And I've almost run out of Attic Abasement songs that I haven't played on the show before. And noticed recently that I was kind of avoiding, well, maybe not consciously, but not playing songs off of what's probably my favorite album of theirs, which is Dancing is Depressing, which I listen to almost like regularly, very often. It's probably because that album is one that I've had in my music library for a very long time, so it sits far, far back in like the chronological list or grid of albums on my computer, which probably prevents me from like digging that far back. I guess it's a good thing that I keep it chronological for like the sake of, well, like chronological in terms of when it was added to my library, so it keeps me more focused on stuff that I'm listening to recently. But it's a weird kind of bias, I guess. I also noticed that I seemingly avoid like beginning and ending tracks of albums. And I think it's because I feel they're like too fitting for their positions, or that it's like when I'm picking a track at random, in air quotes here, I'm like kind of jumping into the middle of the album rather than like really being unbiased. So kind of a weird pattern to notice. That Best Witches track, I think, is in fact like the last song off of that EP. And I noticed a few other cases of like albums I'd almost like completely played on the show besides like first and last tracks, one being a song I quit like off of a Polvo album I forget the name of right now. But anyway, coming up next is a slightly long one. This is going to be Road Test by the band Fencing off of Fencing Wikipedia.
just wanted to wish you a wonderful little day. And of course, a happy anniversary. I'm thinking a lot today about being with you on this really special day. And just how magical and wonderful it was to be there and to be included in your celebration. So much love to you and to Adam. I may call me.
This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari. This show is past tense, and the last song was Wonderful Weirdos Day by Mormon Toasterhead off of their album Free Wheel. Before that, Jenny by Bleary Eyed off of their album Guys. And the first of the three was Road Test by Fencing off of Fencing Wikipedia. And Fencing Wikipedia is an album that I kind of recently came back around to. A lot of the songs that appeared on the album had been previously released by Fencing as, I guess, singles or maybe even something of like an EP or I guess just like a front and back single, technically, or something like that. Or maybe not technically, but effectively? I don't know. Anyway, that was kind of the case for a lot of albums that I was interested in 2025. A lot of albums that I was looking forward to that had a lot of songs released as singles in advance, which that sort of anticipation killed my appreciation of those albums when they did release. However, coming back around to Fencing Wikipedia has been really rewarding. And in fact, I'm kind of doing a rare thing where I'm, because of this album, effectively, I've decided that if I played the single before the release, I will permit myself, within not too long of a time, to play those same songs as they appeared on the album, kind of breaking or modifying an old rule where I'd just like avoid replaying material. But yeah, I really like Fencing Wikipedia, and it took listening to their earlier project, Urban Vacation, for me to come back around to it, and convince me that there is something like to hear there in full. I mean, there are tons of tracks that I already knew that I really, really liked off of Fencing Wikipedia, but I didn't yet appreciate them as a whole. And I definitely do now. I've been listening to that album quite a bit. And I guess playing that Bleary Eyed track made me realize that I kind of had the same thing happen with the Bleary Eyed album that released this summer, but I have not returned to it yet. Kind of the same with the Wombo one. So there are a few albums that I should remind myself to revisit. Anyway, coming up next will be a song from the band D4 Carnation.
Greetings, loved ones. This is DJ Nasty Nexus coming to you live and direct from CFRC 101.9. I'm here to bring you the goods from my new show, Classless Radio, airing every Friday night at 11 p.m. I'll be giving you hits and hidden gems all the way from jazz to blues and hip-hop and R&B. Music from the soul that everybody needs. Hop on my wavelengths and get right with the kid to kick off your big weekend. Stay tuned.
I try my best just to be a man.
fitting it to the lips. Up in the rooftops, the signal has come. Steadying his sights again, knowing visions end. There is no hatred left, the listening to the sound of their screams as he makes his descent.
They hold her legs. Thank you.
This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari. This show is past tense, and the last song that played was The Frog Croaks... Man. The Frog Croaks Out Songs That Make No Sense by Melrose off of their self-titled album. Before that, The Epilogue Fits by the Scenic Vermont off of their Epilogue Fits 7-inch. And then before that, Cello by The Four Carnation off of their album Marshmallows. The Four Carnation being, I think, the project of a few of the Slint members after they retired Slint, I guess. Yeah, and in particular, their Fight Songs EP, I think that's the title of it. That's not Marshmallows, evidently, but that's my favorite, particularly the first song in that one. I think it's a little bit longer, on the order of like 7 minutes, and that's a song that I think is phenomenal. However, the rest of the Four Carnation discography doesn't do quite as much for me. It's quite similar to the stuff that... the guy behind Ariel M. Man, I should definitely remember his name. But anyway, it sounds quite a bit like a lot of his material, which is this more like sparse post-rock stuff. That's cool. Yeah. Melrose Song, that's a really nice one. I played it on one of the earlier episodes of this show, episode number 20. This episode that you're listening to now being episode 206. So that was quite a while ago, over 6 years ago. Or well, maybe not quite 6 years ago yet, but approaching it. And that was actually, that's the last song off of Melrose's self-titled. And I noticed that I played it and the first song off of that album in the same episode. I'm going to guess that I played them as the first and last tracks of the episode because I thought that was like, as I had kind of mentioned before, the struggle to find places for these first and last tracks because they tend to feel too fitting for their positions, and then shuffling them up throughout a playlist feels, I guess, wrong for me. I don't know if that's just because I get used to them in their places or if it's actually because they've been deliberately put there by the musicians. Anyway, this next one is from Memory Card.
Just right. Your eyes.
This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari. The show is past tense, and the last song was Ice Tea. Not iced, but ice. That's by Humshake off of Horsey, 2024 album of his. And then before that, Dead of Night by Memory Card off of his self-titled album from 2022. And he's had a string of pretty sweet albums, speaking specifically of Memory Card. I was big into those in the summertime. Now it seems that they're still making their way into the playlist for this show. And I almost feel a little self-conscious about that. But yeah, it reminds me a lot of like other bedroom indie rock type stuff that I'd hear on Bandcamp, but more mature, and I guess like the tone of it feels different in a way where it's not like like some kid who makes like a very confessional album that is like sort of accidentally or incidentally good. They feel really deliberate. And they're also really concise, which I like a lot. They like play around with different like song lengths and feel pretty varied. So they're a lot of fun. Happy to come across his stuff. And Homeshake, known about him for a long time. I was initially going to try finding one of his older albums where he uses like Dragon Ball samples. Play one of those. But I did not want to have to listen to like a whole album just to figure out which one he like sampled a random like scene of like Dragon Ball characters running at each other and screaming. Anyway, approaching the end of the hour, you want to see what the playlist was for today, go to cjlo.com/shows/past-tense, and then I keep that page updated, and there are archived episodes there too. Anyway, last song will be Soporos by Gladness off of their album Monotony. Thanks for listening, and I hope you guys have a good night.